651 1320 WILS. The wine industry is changing. In fact, the folks reshaping it are the millennials. That's what my next guest says. Richard Chamberlain, celebrity chef and restaurateur. He owns a Chamberlain Steakhouse, a huge steakhouse down in Dallas. Richard, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, I always hear about restaurants failing. The percentage rate is just huge. How did you manage to pull it off?
Well, I don't know, 24 years of this in our steakhouse location, and then another 17 in a seafood restaurant we have in Dallas. And, you know, it's really just keeping up with trends and trying to stay relevant. Our restaurants are very chef-driven, and we're constantly changing to a lot of these millennial changes. Wine consumption by millennials is just out of the roof. Beer consumption is down. But when they do drink beer, you know, they're looking for local craft beers. When they drink alcohol, they're looking for local, you know, craft type cocktails. And
how do they get to be so discerning with the alcohol?
Well, I have a couple of millennials myself. One's 26 and one's 21 or just turned 22. And, you know, I think just growing up, you know, in that generation, I know certainly in, you know, me being in the restaurant business, my kids were around, you know, high quality food and wine, and we didn't overindulge them, but they certainly learned that, you know, buying good quality products is very pleasurable.
Yeah, well, as long as they can afford it. I mean, that's half the, when you're in your 20s, it's not like you have that much money to throw around usually, you know.
And you really don't. But what they do is, you know, they don't mind spending extra and saving. My son, for example, he'll go without a couple of meals during the day so that he can go try out a special restaurant with his friends, and they'll split entrees or share appetizers. And they really don't, they rarely overindulge as far as drinking. They'd rather drink a couple of real high quality cocktails versus, you know, a lot of cheap alcohol.
Yeah. So do they really the millennials? Did they seem to know their wines very well somehow? Or?
They really do. They pride themselves on knowing about wines, about different varietals, about the different nuances of wines, and certainly, enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, so when you're eating a steak, is there a wine you recommend with that?
Yeah, you know, big Napa Valley Cabernets, big blends from either, you know, Oregon or Washington State are really, really good with steak.
So are you supposed to drink wine with steak, or is it okay to have beer or some liquor with that?
Oh, I don't mind, really whatever people personally like with their steak, you know, I recommend. Red wine is, you know, pairs best with red beef. White wine typically pairs best with fish or poultry and things like that. There are some crossovers like salmon and tuna. You can have lighter red wines like Pinot Noir with. They pair very well.
Yeah. And what about the beer? Does beer work with these things, or is that not really recommended?
I tell you what, man. When I'm in when I'm on my grill in my backyard, I like a local craft beer, you know, over steak. I had one just the other day, as a matter of fact. And so, really, I think it's whatever the occasion sort of dictates.
Yeah, and I occasionally have a craft beer. They're usually kind of hefty. You know, they've got a lot of flavor in them. Are people just not into that light beer? Some Budweiser, is that out the window now?
Well, that's what the trends are showing, and, you know, the big commercial beer drinkers are trying to adapt to it, but they're having a hard time figuring out what, you know, how to attract millennials to their products, and so they're, you know, they're just trying to figure that out. Their sales are way down.
You have to fool them into thinking it's some kind of a small craft beer, right?
I know, right? I know, you see that. You see these brands that come out that sort of indicate that they're a craft beer, but then when you look into them, you know, they'll have a big producer's name on it somewhere.
Yeah, so you essentially have to, when you're dealing with millennials, you have to somehow convince them they're drinking something very special and high quality, not what everyone else is doing. Is that it?
Yeah, you really have to, you know, the taste has to be there because they really understand the difference in the nuances of flavors. For example, in gins, you know, the higher quality gins are infused with different flavors. Vodka is the, you know, their number one alcohol choice. So they're looking for, you know, highly distilled, very smooth tasting.
Yeah, but just, I always wonder with the vodka, does it make any real difference, Richard? I mean, when you're talking about three times distilled, five times distilled, I mean, it seems like it's essentially the same drink, is it not?
Well, there are, you know, the higher quality vodkas have a much better taste. Now, if you're mixing it with cranberry juice or, you know, orange juice or just putting a lot of stuff in it, drinking it on a Bloody Mary, you know, I would not spend a whole lot of money on the vodka. Mm-hmm. Still, you still want a good quality vodka, but not, you know, just the super high end.
Well, give me your brands. What's really good vodka? Can you give me a couple?
Well, here in Texas, we like Tito's a lot. We like, it's a Texas based. And
yeah,
then
it's big,
you know, on a national level, on a national level, Grey Goose is probably our best high end seller.
Yeah.
That's
the French vodka, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What do they make it out of? What do they make that out of? Grapes or something?
Yes, there's corn and grape distilled are the two primary, and grain, of course, lots of wheat.
I thought the Russians were the experts about vodka.
Yeah, and the potato vodkas are great from Russia and Poland. I love a good potato vodka.
That's like, what's that?
Chopin
or something?
Vodka.
Is that one brand?
Chopin? Oh, yeah, Chopin. That's Chopin. Right. Chopin's the grain.
I'm glad you told me how to say it. Now I know to say it properly, Chopin. And but really for the millennials, it's the vodka drinks. But they usually, they mix it up? So do they vodka soda, or do they get fancier than that?
Well, what a lot of people are looking for now are you know, these up craft cocktails where you really get the nuances of the flavor of the alcohol, along with fresh herbs, for example, are really popular right now in craft cocktails. So we use fresh basil, mint a lot, occasional tarragon or thyme infused. So anything that sort of just complements the alcohol without covering up the taste.
Jeez, so such elegance. It's amazing, Richard. I remember, you know, in college it was like a 24-pack of something really cheap, and somehow you drank it down anyway, you know?
That's true. I remember those days myself. Yeah, we went for cheap over quantity over quality.
Yeah, sure. That's usually the thinking. Richard Chamberlain, celebrity chef and restaurateur of just ChamberlainSteakhouse.com. A man that's had decades now of success in the restaurant business. Richard, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much.
Yep, and that is it for us. It is Monday. We have a whole week ahead for you. Join us at 6 p.m. because that's when we're here on 1320 WILS. And we will be here tomorrow on more compelling talk radio, WILS. Good night.